Friday, January 17th. Today was officially my first day on the job as a staff writer for the WCD newspaper as my advice expert alter ego, Miss Know-It-All. Mr. Zimmerman made an announcement over the school PA system yesterday about the return of the advice column and instructed students to leave their letters to Miss Know-It-All in a special mailbox outside the newspaper room. I couldn't wait to see how many letters I'd gotten. For once in my life, I got out of bed before my alarm clock went off. I hopped into the shower, brushed my teeth, and threw on some clothes. Then I ran to the kitchen to grab a granola bar for breakfast.
"Good morning, dear," Mom smiled. "Up already?"
"Yep," I said, shoving the granola bar into my mouth. "I'm working on a newspaper project. Mom, do you think you could take me to school extra early?" When I got to the newspaper room, Lauren was busy reading over both the print and online versions of the school paper before they were released for publication. All newspaper staff had access to them too, which very conveniently allowed me to monitor Mackenzie's fashion and current events column. If she tried to publish anything untrue about me or my friends, I'd report her to Zimmerman so fast it would make her head spin.
"Good morning," I said cheerfully.
"I am ready to get started on my advice column. What does my mail look like?"
"Hi, Nikki. Well, let's check your mailbox," Lauren said as she picked up a metal box right outside the door and set it on her desk.
The box was covered with a thick layer of dust.
"It looks like this thing hasn't been used in years," she said as she brushed her dusty hands on her pants and unlocked the box with a key.
My heart pounded as I waited to see how many letters I'd gotten. 10, 20, maybe even 50. But it dropped when I saw what students had left for me in the box.
"OMG," I gasped, as I stared in disbelief at a broken pencil, a candy wrapper, a wad of gum, and a used tissue.
"Gross! Some kids are so immature," I fumed, trying to pretend I wasn't as disappointed as I felt. "This is not a trash can."
"I'm sorry," Lauren said, "but our reader feedback has been almost non-existent. We're hoping your column will change things, but it looks like the paper is going to take some time to catch on."
I didn't want to say it, but I was worried our paper would never catch on. Other than Brandon's amazing photographs, the articles were Dollsville. The one time I did read an issue, there was a page-long interview with the lunch lady on nutrition.
Yawn.
First of all, how exciting could her interview be? Second, what would she know about nutrition, serving us imitation spam on a moldy bun? After Lauren left the room, I collapsed in a chair and blinked back my tears. I felt as worthless as that trash in my advice box. I decided to update Chloe and Zoe by text. "Bad news. My Miss Know-It-All advice column was a total flop. No letters, just trash." I got the exact same text from both of them. Sad face, exclamation point. I sighed and tried to swallow the huge lump in my throat. At some point, I was going to have to tell them the truth. Mackenzie was going to make sure we were suspended from school for the great toilet paper caper and for egging her house unless we convinced Brandon to invite Mackenzie and Jessica to his party. Who would have guessed that Mackenzie's diverse talents include a keen fashion sense, pathological lying, and blackmailing? That girl was basically a middle school mafioso in lip gloss and hoop earrings. It was quite obvious she really, really liked attending parties. That's when I got a text from Chloe to Zoe and me. "Just finished the coolest book ever. Shy girl decides to run for student council president and her opponent slash crush becomes her campaign manager." I knew Chloe loved to read, but I was in the middle of a major life crisis. For once, couldn't she just try focusing on me instead of her stupid book characters? Then Chloe sent us both a third text. Snarfing down breakfast. Zoe, call me right now. Nikki, meet us in the library in 15 minutes. Just great. Like, I wanted to start off my disastrous morning sitting in the library listening to Chloe gush over yet another of her teen romance novels. I was already in the library sulking and having a pity party for myself when Zoe arrived, loaded down with empty shoeboxes and poster paper. Chloe was not far behind, lugging a big bag stuffed with scissors, glue, construction paper, paint, and glitter. "What's going on?" I sniffed sadly.
"We're here to save our fave advice columnist, Miss Know-It-All," Chloe explained excitedly and gave me jazz hands.
We came up with the idea of putting up posters with super cute help boxes all around the school, Zoe said. So, what do you think?
I think you guys are awesome, I squealed.
Then I watched in amazement as my BFFs worked their magic with glitter and glue. Thanks to Chloe and Zoe, I now have 4 fabulously cool posters with help boxes and a catchy new slogan. Luckily, we managed to get everything done and posted in the hallways just before students started to arrive for class. Got a problem? Get advice. Ask Miss Know-It-All. One thing is for certain. Chloe and Zoe's chic marketing campaign for Miss Know-It-All really created a buzz. By lunchtime, the entire school was gossiping about it. And since the identity of Miss Know-It-All is a big secret, everyone was trying to guess who she was. Not a single person would ever suspect it was me. I just hope I start getting letters real soon. Because if Mr. Zimmerman cancels the advice column again due to lack of interest, I won't be able to stop Mackenzie from printing her pack of lies in the school newspaper, and we could all end up kicked out of school.